County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell joins us here at 7:35.
On my way into the Y Center.
Heading in to get fit, stay fit.
That's correct.
You guys have a meeting tonight, Steve?
Yes, sir. We have the monthly meeting of the County Board of Commissioners, 7 p.m. on the fifth floor of the lovely County Tower Building as we reassemble it at this time. But, yeah, we're a meeting, and the Board of Commissioners tonight have just quite a bit of stuff that's on consent calendar. We really don't have a lot of actionable items, but that doesn't mean things don't get taken off and we end up with a discussion. But it's all good things. It's working with technology in the sheriff's department, updating the body cameras, the computers in the patrol vehicles, coordinating side weapons, number one, the taser, to the computer, and making sure that everything's being properly de-escalated if we have to deal with an offender.
Yeah, a lot of year-end business comes up for you guys. You guys have a lot of your heavy lifting done?
Well, yeah, what happens is that the county's budget has to be done before September 30th,
right?
But our calendar doesn't end for the year until December, but the state starts on October 1st, so we have a lot of grants. And then we also had this last year, our health department, number one, worked diligently and very busy with the whole community and to deal with COVID and then deal with everything else that goes along with it, reopening restaurants, getting everybody back to operational. And then the next side of it is the county parks, and they accepted quite a few grants, and we're looking at somewhere around $3 million coming to Jackson County Parks in 2020. The calendar year 2022 involves everything from trails to waterways to the lagoon system to making it available for people to be able to, again, spend a great amount of time within Jackson County and really enjoy it. And I think we really have some momentum going on here.
How about the COVID money? Are you still wrestling with that, Steve?
Well, the only things that will be voted on at this time will be technology, backbone technology. We agreed to allocate funds to law enforcement to pay salaries and that type of program, similar to what other counties and cities and villages have done to make sure that our first responders are properly taken care of. And then the other side of it is making sure we have all the correct gear. But also, there's going to be an update to our 911 system, and it's going to affect the periphery of Jackson County. And what I'm referring to is Pulaski, Hanover, Concord, Springport, Waterloo, Henrietta, Columbia, Norville, all the townships that surround us. We're finally going to have it where the cell phone calls, if something happens, it will go to our 911 system instead of the risk of it bumping to a Hillsdale 911 system or a Lenawee 911 system or Eaton or Ingham or Livingston, or Washtenaw. And that'll mean time savings, number one, but also time us becoming timely in rescue also. As our population ages, it is incredibly important that we manage this 911 system to make sure it functions as an enhanced system to protect the public.
And there's, let's face it, county, not a lot of patrols out there.
Correct. And we've been fortunate that we have townships that have partnered with us with different law enforcement, but also the counties that are more rural or agricultural that can't afford partnerships, we're able to make sure that we have road patrol deputies out there and that they're able to respond to concerns. And also, I have to really give credit to the emergency responders that are the volunteers within these townships. they're the ones that make a difference. They're the ones that are the first people on scene, and they're the ones that have to really deal with a situation and make sure they have the right communication equipment. So they're getting the backup support that they need for ambulances and other items.
Well, I know you feel for the health department, what they've been through the last year and a half. What grade would you give them and how they've handled everything?
Oh, a definite A. They have really stepped up through this whole process. We've had staff changes, people retire. You've had to move through everything, like I said, from COVID, dealing with interpretations of laws that from the state changed every 2 weeks at the beginning of this, to now where we actually have a relatively safe system that's working very, very well. And so then they have to turn around and do outreach and explain to families and school boards and businesses how the laws affect them and what each one of these mandates is going to be. And then they've also still have to do their regular job of inspecting restaurants and taking care of the WIC program and making sure all our kids are vaccinated with all the other vaccines that they have to have, and then making sure that if we have something go on, you know, anything from a food poisoning case to make sure that it's isolated, to dealing with stormwater retention and dealing with all kinds of issues that the health department, a lot of people don't realize that they take care of. You know, we have an environmental health division that's been involved in PFAS and lead abatement and dealing with water supply. We have the other side of it, like I said, that deals with WIC and the kids, and then also partnering with LifeWays and mental health and the needs of outreach there. So it's all encompassing, and we have quite the team in our health department that have done a great job all the way around.
Well, you're going to have a board position open. How is that being filled? And can I just jump in there and take it?
No. It has to be within the current district, not the new district, number one. Okay. Number two, I realize that Daniel Mahoney is the current mayor-elect, mm-hmm. but we have to wait for the process to play all out, and then Mayor Mahoney-elect would have to send us a letter of resignation. And then the clock starts ticking on those 30 days. So it's going to probably happen at the December meeting, is what I would anticipate. And candidates should get the application from either online or the sixth floor of the County Tower building and fill it out. And just remember that you have to reside in the current district, which pretty much is the city limits on the eastern half.
Mm-hmm.
But the district will change, and so when we come around to the election cycle, while you're in the district, you will still be in the district, but you'll have to run for a bigger area.
So you can simply, if you're interested, just make application?
Yeah, and don't hesitate to talk to current county commissioners. Reach out to them, discuss what's involved in the job. Make sure it's something you want to do. You know, make sure it's that you understand that while we oversee the county budget in close to $100 million, we can't tell people that their job's done or that type of stuff when it's the other elected officials. We get to work and partner with them and provide services to all of Jackson County residents, all 161,000 of us.
Steve Shotwell, County Commission Chair. Steve, thanks for the visit.
You bet, Greg. Have a great day.